This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do mean that. I mean, I really appreciate the time you spend with us. Now, do me a favor, will you? I know many of you don't like doing stuff like this, but hey, a couple things. We call this house cleaning. I want you to head over to the website, therealside.com. I want you to do a couple things for me here. One is either give me your email address. Right? If you give me your email address, I send out one email a week. I let you know what's going on the show. Just a way for you to keep up on, you know, what's happening and decide whether you want to listen or watch it at all. It's all up to you. Unlike the other guys, I don't force you to do anything. If you don't want to do it that way and you just want a text alert that the show is starting, that's always great, too. Helps me out as well. You want to text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. And then, you know, we don't set them out every night. I set them out when I can. I don't want to inundate you with stuff. I don't want you getting so irritated that you decide, okay, enough of this. Already, I know he's on. Forget about it. All right? And the other thing is, big donate button. I made it big so you couldn't miss it. The social media network. So the way some of the smaller, if you would, commentators work is it's all about numbers. Right? I mean, it's all about how many listeners you have, how many watchers, and that kind of stuff. And at first, some of our biggest numbers were coming off of social media. So what social media has done, and some of you know, Facebook has pulled several of our pages. YouTube has put a funnel on our videos. Vimeo just pulled the whole page down. Or the whole, I shouldn't say page. They pulled the whole channel. Like, hey, whatever. You know, we don't care if you had a couple of years on there. Too bad, deal with it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So we need help. And not just me. I'm sure you have other favorite commentators you listen to. I can't imagine you'd have anybody else that would be a favorite to me, but you have others. So, again, get involved and get engaged. Help them out. Help them stay on the air. I don't know if they're on the air or just podcasts, but help them stay on the air in their areas. All right, back at it again. You know, I was going to do so much of this, but I'm so irritated / frustrated that we won't. I don't want to fight like they do. Don't get me wrong. I'm not telling you to smash windows, kill people, beat up people, that kind of stuff. You had another crazy night in New York City. You had two cops that were killed again. I mean, no outrage there, though. You get the Los Angeles mayor, Garcetti. He started off at $250 million. He was going to pull from the LAPD. Now he's down to $150 million. Then he's going to pull from the LAPD. Because they need to do more in the inner city. They need to do more for the black community. Now, we've been through this in L.A. a dozen times, where they put more money in the black community. Just giving money to any community doesn't help. What options are you giving them? How are you helping them grow their businesses, grow their families, and do better? You know what I mean? I mean, look, President Trump, again, the guy that hates black people, remember him? Yeah, he opened up these enterprise zones in these areas, in these cities. So the black families or black-owned families or businesses, could go to these enterprise zones, could go to these areas, and they have a better chance of getting money for their businesses. They have a better chance of growing their business. Because whether you want to hear it or not, people don't want to be handed stuff. I don't care what color you are or where you come from. They don't want to just be handed stuff. Don't you feel better when you work for something? When you and you know, according to President Blamo, you don't build anything. I guess the government does it all for you. I don't know. And I wouldn't let them get away with it. I wouldn't let them do it. Ever. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So the idea is to build up these communities, not tear them down. So these protests, apparently Juan Williams and the rest of them were brain dead to what was going on around there. The black people that were coming forward saying, why are you doing this to our areas? We beat our brains out to clean these areas up, to rebuild them, to make them better, to make the places we can walk around and go to the store, and look at what you just did to us. The one black woman out in front of her store just bawling her eyes out because they destroyed her store. Why would they do that to her? Why would Antifa, why would the protesters protesting for the better treatment of blacks burn down, rip up, tear apart black-owned businesses? Don't you see how this isn't true? This is a lie they're perpetuating on you. Anyway, same thing with the military. They want them out of here. Right? They're screaming at the military. Said, what's the military's job? The military's job is to protect us. To make sure we're not invaded against enemies, foreign and domestic. If Antifa or BLM or any one of those turns out to be an enemy in a domestic way and overpower the police, what do you think the military is there for? This game that they're playing about turning the military on American citizens is a line of bunk. If Nancy Pelosi had her way, everybody would be an American citizen, even the gangs, MS-13 and so forth. Remember, we couldn't say anything about the gangs, right? Because we were racists and bigots and all that other stuff. If we said anything about the beheading of Christians, even overseas, we were Islamophobic. I mean, I go through the whole list of things that the left has accused us of. So we're not allowed to protect ourselves or say anything negative against anybody. They are. We aren't. 855-REAL-JOE, 855. Love to hear what you have to say about this. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be back in a minute. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning
population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com. We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
Back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air and being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. Because if you converse and you get information, then you know what you need to do or not do, for that matter. Again, I've been beating up on just more of this craziness that makes absolutely no sense. I mean, when it comes to what they want done. See, they do want to be lawless. Remember, the Dems are supporting lawlessness all across this country. Now, the right to protest is not against the law, you're right. But damaging other people's property is, even in a protest. You don't have... The protest is not a blanket get-out-of-jail-free card. I mean, it is right now because there's celebrities paying to get these people out. I mean, think about something. These people are being bailed out by celebrities who say they don't want to see any harm or damage or any of that other stuff. And yet some of the people being bailed out are ones that are beating people in the streets. Beating, you hear me? Beating people in the streets. David Doyne, I was a black cop. You've heard about him, just retired. He was killed defending his friend's store. Black cop in the community. Everybody loved the man. Everybody loved the man. Black and white, same. And they killed him. The protest doesn't give you a right to kill somebody. And you know, you lunatics on the left say, you got to wear a mask. Good job. I can't wait till they open up the bank lobbies. This ought to be a lot of fun. I mean, seriously. But back to the, you know, again, we get to BLM. The LAPD losing money. Now, de Blasio's talking about taking money away from the NYPD. I mean, you know what? To my conservative friends, I'm going to be real simple with you. Shut up. Let them do it. Let them do all of this. Let crime start to go crazy. And, you know, for those people in Baltimore, if that's what they want, if they want an embezzler as their mayor, they want to allow people to burn the place down and then try to figure out why businesses don't come back in and build the place back up again. Let them live like that. In Chicago, if they like their black kids being killed by other black kids, then keep voting in an all-Democrat city council and mayor. See, you're getting what you pay for. You're getting what you vote for. You look up in Seattle, Portland, San Francisco. You're so afraid to make a change. Trump was very successful, is very successful, because he's not a politician. He's not presidential. I get what he means by that. And I'm good with that. I think that's wonderful. When I walked into school board, becoming a school board member, I didn't have a career in education. I didn't have an education certificate or anything like that, diploma, whatever. I went in there with a little bit of common sense. I went in there thinking, we're not doing A, B, and C for our kids. My big deal was career tech ed, what we used to call industrial arts, teaching kids how to do, you know, work with their hands, whether it's wood, electrical, plumbing. All those things, no matter what technology changes, you need them all. You know, they got these new gadgets where you no longer have to turn hot and cold on. You just touch the faucet, it comes on. That's great technology. Somebody's got to install the faucet. Somebody's got to attach the water to it. Right? So these things need to be taught. They need to be worked on. But they were being overlooked. They were actually being worked away from. Moved out of the curriculum. There's so many things that you could do. Again, people were saying, well, you know, he's not educated. He's not a teacher. He's none of this. He's none of that. So what? I was a businessman when I went in there. I had kids of my own. I knew what turned them on, turned them off. I knew what the school district was doing in not keeping my kids in school, not keeping, I won't say entertained because that's not the word I mean, but just to sit down and teach them reading, writing, arithmetic without a reason as to why, how they can apply that in their real lives, is useless. There are some kids that aren't going on to college right away anyhow. Mine was one of those. So you got to help them find their passion, and I was glad that I wasn't an educator. And over the years, people have told me they're glad I wasn't an educator. I'm glad he's not presidential. I'm glad that when he walks into a room or he talks to another leader, I'm not interested in all that diplomacy stuff when it doesn't work. I'm not interested in all that diplomacy stuff when it's going to keep one of our soldiers in jail for another year or two or three. I'm not interested in diplomacy when I got to put down $2 billion on Rocket Man's desk to get him to come to the table and talk with me. Where did that get us over the years? China was taking advantage of us for decades. Some of you go, well, look at our relationship now. So what? No, really, so what? that relationship between China and the U.S. was like a really bad relationship between a man and a woman. That crazy guy or that crazy girl that's always taking advantage of the other person, and the other person just gives in because they don't want the fight, they don't want the aggravation. It's not the way it should be. That's not a relationship. And in a lot of ways, that's just flat-out bullying, isn't it? So again, back to, if you're a Democrat listening to the show, you got me confused. You've got me so confused. I'm not telling you to become a Republican. But look at who they stick up for. Look at what they fight for. Don't you remember when Obama basically shut the country down? Right? And what did he do? He shut down the veterans, all the veterans' plazas, because he figured that would tee off the veterans towards the Republicans because they wouldn't sign on to the budget. And as he was shutting them down and sending police over to keep them from going through, and the Congress people, Republican congressmen went over and opened them up. Because if they knew Capitol Police would arrest them. Anyway, so Obama shuts down the veterans' plazas, the veterans' memorials and what have you. So these vets that are flying in, taking special flights in, like 200 of them, to visit those walls and memorials, wouldn't be able to get in. And who does he go sit with? He doesn't go to the veterans and say, look, I'd love to be able to do this for you guys. I think you guys deserve it, but we can't afford it. Republicans won't sign on or whatever. Do whatever you're going to do from a political standpoint. No, what's he do? He goes over to a tent and he meets with a bunch of illegals that are here illegally. That are in this country illegally, hanging out. Talking it up, whooping it up with them. Who do they care more for? Who do they care more for? Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. Two of the three Minneapolis police officers accused of aiding and abetting in the death of George Floyd were rookies, barely off probation, when a more senior white officer ignored the black man's cries for help and pressed a knee into his neck, according to defense attorneys. Earl Gray said his client, former officer Thomas Lane, had no choice but to follow the instructions of Derek Chauvin, who has since been charged with second-degree murder in Floyd's May 25th death. A judge set the bail at $750,000 apiece for Lane, J. Alexander Kung, and Tao Thao when they made their first appearances in the Hennepin County District Court. Simultaneously, just blocks away, celebrities, friends, and relatives gathered to memorialize Floyd at a Bible college. With Chauvin's charges being raised to second-degree murder, he could face up to 40 years in prison. This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Slime me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We are back. Double City, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5566. I got to tell you something. I am amazed. You know, you're listening to Real Side with Joe Mazzini. Look, it amazes me how these guys, these cowards, like Garcetti out of Los Angeles, who are hiding at home, like Joe Biden hiding in the basement, these city council members, you know, there's no consequence on them. They're telling the police department what they can do, when they can, what kind of physical force that they can use. They're telling them. Why don't they go out with them for a night? Why don't they see what they're up against for a night? Don't just look at the video you're seeing. Why not go out with them and see what they have to put up with? Mr. Garcetti, wouldn't it be great if you could get out there with them and have somebody spit in your face? No, seriously, get right up in your face. I'm sure you'd be okay with that. I mean, considering, you know, you had 100 or 100 some odd protesters outside of your house, and you like, you know, you wanted like a full SWAT team and a half to protect you. You guys are all a bunch of cowards. Nancy Pelosi, they're peaceful protests. Well, why the heck did she need a dozen armed guards around her when she went through it? What's the problem? It's very puzzling. They most of the time they contradict themselves. Rodinstein, whatever his name is, and I say that because I'm so tired of these guys. You realize there's a lot more going on other than the riots. I said it the other night, and I wasn't trying to be cold or crass or anything else. I mean, this is a distraction to a degree. You've still got Rocket Man, things going on in North Korea, things going on in China, Russia, North Korea. I mean, there are things happening overseas that we need to be aware of and up on. We can't let this stuff distract us to the point where it's the only thing we're seeing 24/7 on TV. Former Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, I was right the first time, Rodenstein, in front of Congress, he testified that had he understood, I don't write this stuff, how faulty the evidence was, he would not have signed off on the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. You know, the warrant that they were looking against Trump. Graham asked him if he knew then what you know now, would you have signed the application? He said no. He continued to defend himself, however, saying every application I approve appeared to be justified based on the facts it alleged. He moved the blame to the FBI. And I kind of get, I mean, where the senators were going sometimes didn't make any sense. It was like, did you check out every one of these? No. Why would I check out every fact on that warrant if I've got a team of people out there already doing it? If they're not going to do their jobs or something's wrong, then you fire them and or you arrest them as well. When the testimony turned towards the Mueller report, Rosenstein once again defended his actions. He said, I decided that appointing a special counsel was the best way to complete the investigation. Right. Sure you did. Again, he turned it on the FBI. He said, look, the FBI was supposed to work with the special counsel, give them the information they needed to come up with the, you know, yay or nay kind of thing. And again, he was asked, should you not have checked it all out? That's the stuff that makes me crazy. It's like, if you're going to ask these guys questions, get down to truly what they knew and didn't know, and call them out on it. When Rosenstein and the rest of them found out that a lot of the information there was false, he should have gone back to the FISA court and said, well, wait a minute, we made a mistake here. Enough. They knew early on that the Steele dossier was bad. Very, very little of it was true and real. Why didn't they go back and take it back and kill it? Stop the investigation. Because they wanted to nail Trump. Everybody in that group, everybody around that group wanted to nail Trump. That's all it was. Anyhow, again, remember, this was the guy, though, that was playing around to invoke the 25th Amendment. He was playing around looking to remove a duly elected president because he didn't like him. That's really what it boiled down to. If you're honest with yourself, it's just simply because he didn't like him. And that's what you're seeing going on with Brendan and Clapper and the rest of them. Look, you took their world away. You took their money-making machine away. You think Epstein died? you think he died? I don't even want to say it. I don't even want to go down that road. He did not kill himself. I'm just not buying it. Look at how that's gone away. We don't hear much about that anymore, do we? And it's too bad because there's a lot of people that would have, could have, should have been implicated in that. You start sending some of these highfalutin people to jail. These one percenters, you know, where the law doesn't apply to them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. You'd see some major changes now, wouldn't you? Tom Cotton. You know, him and a few others. And it's sad. It's only a few. Can you guys in the chat room especially, can you name 10 of these Congress people that you would trust to take down any one of these people that are corrupt? Any of these other people? You know, Tom Cotton, Trey Gowdy would have been one of them, although I'm kind of disappointed in some of the things he's been saying as of late. Like, go down the whole list. Even Lindsey Graham I'm not very excited about. I'm not so sure he wants to. You know, the time to get him to do any of this stuff was when the Kavanaugh hearings were going down because he was livid. Right? I mean, he was all over the Dems for what they were doing. You know, before Trump, almost every one of these, every one of these nominations that were confirmed for judges were confirmed, you know, like 90-10, 90-92-8. Since Trump's been there, everything is a fight. 50-40, right? 60-40, 52-48, every one of them. Because they hate the guy so much. A few weeks ago, before all this rioting went down, rioting, you know, as I said rioting, before all this rioting went down, a few weeks ago, The Washington Post had was writing about how dangerous Trump's picks for judges were because they were setting us down a conservative road. They need to start looking at what our founding fathers wanted, how they wrote the Constitution, and what they wanted out of it. Do they think that they were flaming liberals? Because I think they might be surprised. I mean, honestly. 855-REAL-CHOW, 855-732-5563. And I will get the list together for you guys on the companies that are supporting BLM. I'm not telling you to boycott them necessarily, because I'm not one of those that's going to go, "Do I stop doing business with these people?" You've got to figure that out on your own. I had one person yell at me, said that by boycotting these businesses, I'm putting people out of business. Putting people out of work. I wish that person would call me now. Please, 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 call me now. And explain to me how what's going on in the inner cities where they're ripping these, burning these businesses down, killing these businesses, isn't that putting people out of work? Or they don't matter, probably. It's just amazing to me. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, like I said, 855-732-5563. You know, this thing kind of blew up in their faces, which I think is wonderful. You know, I've been beating on education for quite some time. I'm in it, and I beat on it. And the reason I beat on it is because when you really think about what our kids know and don't know, first of all, what are they going to college for? Why bother? I'm not trying to be mean. I'm trying to be real here. Right, so they're going to college not to learn history, maybe not to learn about sociology or anything along those lines. You know what I'm saying? They seem to go to learn how to do a joint, how to get along. I guess they don't do that anymore, right? They smoke crack now or whatever. What are they doing now? I must be missing something here. But these kids that go to school now, recently there was campus reform. They were asking these kids about Tiananmen Square, and none of them knew about it. None of them were aware of it. I want you to hear them on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
Feel the rhythm now. We shall be singing together, you and me. All night, holding hands and moving on.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Fed on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563, as I said. Look, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I really do. I love it. I really do like it when you're involved, you're engaged, and you're being involved. I was just watching something over my shoulder. Again, right, these business owners in Cleveland, a bakery, actually, that protected themselves. The thugs tried to come in the store. The thugs came up front. They came out with shotguns. And no, you're not doing this. Get out of here. And then you see some of them start to egg them on. Hey, you know what? I would have had three or four of those. I would have caught that thing and said, okay, yeah, you want to come in? You take everything off. You put it down. What do you want to buy? You got money? I want to see your face. No masks. Let the police come and arrest me. You know what I'm saying? And then they get a little girl there. When she gets hurt, they're going to say, oh, I can't believe they hurt. They can't hurt this little girl. Of course, you bring them to something like that. Would you expect nothing to happen? These are not peaceful protests. Do not let the left lie to you. There's nothing peaceful about what I'm watching on television. And you won't see it on CNN. You won't see it on MSNBC. Yeah, that disgusting, terrible, you know, Fox News is the only place you're going to find it. And thank God they're willing to do at least that much. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Campus reform. Great place to get a lot of good information on what's going on in and around the colleges. There's still people in and around the colleges right now. And but I started telling you before, I am amazed how many of these people, how many of these kids, not just people, but kids, they don't know anything about Tiananmen Square. You know, because the Chinese people are so great, so wonderful, and so good. They're right along with the left, they're great at putting out the propaganda. Take a listen. I mean, I'm amazed. That's all I'm going to say. Here we go.
Hi, I'm Eduardo Nurette with Campus Reform. Today we're at the University of Florida. With the anniversary of the Tiananmen Square protest coming up, we're here today to talk to students to see what they know about the protest, and we're also here to ask them to see what they think about the current China threat on American college campuses. All right, so the anniversary of the Tiananmen Square protest is tomorrow. Are you guys familiar with the event at all?
I don't know anything about it.
I have no idea what it is.
I don't know very much at all about it.
I'm pretty sure it was in China, and I think that's the extent of my knowledge on that.
How much do you know about the Tiananmen Square protests?
I've never heard of it.
Nothing at all, actually.
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all. It was in China. It was 1989, I believe, and it was a lot of civilians got killed for peaceful protesting.
Not too much. I know it happened in China. I think it was a peaceful protest that was pretty forcefully put down by the Chinese government.
China's influence on campuses is greater than ever. There have been a lot of questions about their influence on American college campuses. So there's a lot of money pumped into what our national security agencies call propaganda efforts. They've been paying professors and staff members to steal research. Do you think China poses a threat to American college campuses and its students?
I'd say possibly.
I don't think it's a huge threat, but it's definitely a possibility to be a threat.
I would have to say no, but honestly, I'm not too educated in the subject, so I can't really give an educated opinion about it. But as far as what I've experienced so far, I would have to say no.
I don't really know that much about it, but I would also say no.
I don't really think that I have an opinion on the matter because I'm not very knowledgeable about the research or being done, and I don't want to speak on something and
You know, I appreciate that, though. I giggle about it, but I do appreciate it, because one of my beefs early on was all these kids that would give you their uninformed idea of what it should be, shouldn't be, what have you. It was just amazing to me. And it would infuriate me only because they didn't know. It was obvious they didn't know, but they felt like they had to say something.
Not be knowledgeable and educated about it.
And, like, that's definitely something to look into, but I also don't really know enough about the subject to really opine about it.
Does it change your mind at all that some of our national intelligence agencies, like the FBI and the Homeland Security, have warned that campuses are a soft target? Or, you know, just as an example, we've had a couple professors arrested. There was a professor at Harvard who was arrested a couple months ago. He's just one of many in the last year or two who've been arrested for basically smuggling research, selling research out of the country. Does that change your mind at all?
Not really. I mean, intelligence, like, knowledge, like, academic knowledge, it should be a free resource.
I guess, yeah, in, like, a very broad sense, yes.
Academic knowledge. It's not academic knowledge. These are secrets. These are secrets that we have that we've been paying for to have the research done, and he sees that as academic knowledge. Must be, like, a globalist. I don't know. Just saying.
Not like a direct threat, but like a more global threat.
Does it change your mind at all, for example, that some China experts say that America loses $600 billion in intellectual property each year? Like, China steals $600 billion worth of IP.
I think definitely more research on the matter.
And I think it sounds like it's something to, like, look into that we should probably be cautious about, but I definitely need to also educate myself.
But if they're taking it from us, I mean, it would be better if they would just ask.
I'm not sure how accurate that is, if that's actually an issue, but of course if it is, then yeah, it definitely should be exposed more.
I would say the reason that there is theft going on is because people think they have to steal because you know, people aren't going to, like, assess their individual needs, so they resort to dire measures.
They're not going to give it for me because it would make me happy, you know, so I don't know why they wouldn't want to do that. They won't assess my, because it's for the greater good. You really go, can somebody test her?
if that is true, that is a great existential threat to the United States and its college campuses.
As to, like, why people don't know this is happening, a lot of the young generation is kind of tapped out to big news and things like that.
I think students should definitely hear more about it.
If it's something like research that is being stolen, then I think it definitely deserves consequences and reporting of it, so as to prevent it from happening any further.
How does it make you feel as a student who maybe partakes in some of this research, does this hard work, to hear that a lot of it is just going out the door for free or for a lot less than what was put in?
Well, that's very concerning. I personally, I'm going into pharmacy school, and I'm going to be doing a lot of research into pharmacology, and UF does a ton of health research, and if that information could be used for the American people, if that information gets put out and is stolen by the people working for the Chinese government, that is an incredible threat.
Well, the pharmaceutical stuff, I'm surprised he didn't talk about it, but the pharmaceutical stuff, you know, they're already duplicating our drugs. Remember, they have no copyright laws to speak of. You know what I'm saying? I mean, really, intellectual property laws don't exist. You come up with a great software product, they buy it, buy one copy, they figure out a way to reverse engineer it or get past the licensing of it, and that's it. And they don't care. You can't sue them. And that's what Trump was trying to stop. That's the thing that made them nuts. Remember, one of the bargaining areas that they didn't want any part of was giving up their right to steal your software, to steal your product, should they feel so inclined. 855 Real Joe, 855. Look, people, I'm not trying to beat on the Chinese. I'm not trying to beat on these kids. There are a lot of, you know, I hate painting with such a broad brush at times. There are a lot of good Chinese people. I've met a lot of people from China, from Japan, even from, you know, we talk about Iran, like they're all nasty. They're not all nasty. Just like not all Italians are in the mafia. Which is one question I always get a kick out of. But these kids, we've brought up a generation of kids that don't see anything wrong with this kind of behavior, if you would. And there is, and there should be. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time you spent with us, spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. I wish I could I'd love to do more of these college campus things. I can't keep up with them, though, really. And I would love to have somebody, a young millennial, on that could speak to why they think, how they feel, why they think, whatever, that that China really doesn't do anything wrong. The more articles I read about it from young people and what have you, they think the Chinese government's great because it takes care of its people. Where are they getting this? Where are they reading? They're seeing this on Twitter. I get it. But who's feeding them stuff? What happened to Dad and Mom? Aren't you guys at home telling the kids the realities of what took place, what has taken place through communism and socialism? Yeah, some of you are. You're turning your kids on to it. Right? You tell them how, you know, how the government pretty much pays for everything. You just got to do what they tell you to do. And if you think about how much ambition, you know, it was a whole different animal. I was just talking to somebody the other day about the differences between work ethics from 20 years ago and from today, from 50 years ago from to today. The different mindsets of truly what work ethic is. What time do you have to be there? When your boss says you work 9 to 5, that doesn't mean 9:15, right? To 5-ish. You don't punch out at 4:40. You know what I mean. I'm having some fun with this because the reality is that we see this in the business world. Some of the people I speak with, they see it on a regular basis. They don't get it. And it's because in the education world, they're getting away with it too. Showing up to class late, not turning in everything they need to turn in, and they still get the A. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hope you had as much fun as I did. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. And we'll catch you back here tomorrow.